And welcome back. You're listening to The Critics Circle. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy. That's R-E-E-L, happiness.com. And I'm joined here by Dr. Donna Copeland of Texas Art and Film for another segment of Popcorn Therapy. And here at Popcorn Therapy, we take a look at movies and draw inspiration from them so that we can live happier and healthier in real life. Thanks, Donna. Thanks for being back again.
Yes, I enjoy this.
How are you today?
I'm very fine.
Good.
And you?
Good. Well, our topic today is resilience. Resilience is the ability to recover readily from an illness or an adversity or a setback, whether it's an obstacle or just the things that happen in life. And so it's kind of what makes the difference between getting back up again or staying down when bad things happen.
In the psychology literature, it's been pretty well established that the strength and quality of a child's resilience is one of the strongest predictors of health and success in growing up. It's a bit like a rubber band in its elasticity. Stretch it, put it through stress, and it goes back to its original
shape.
Great
analogy.
It provides strength and implies that when we're pressed, if we're resilient, we'll bounce back and be stronger than we were before, or at least back to where we were before the stress started.
Right, right. I know we'll get into a little bit more of the psychology of it later on. Just to get into our three movies today that are great illustrations of resilience. This time we're going to talk about The Martian, starring Matt Damon, and Chef, starring John Favreau. And he actually wrote and directed that one, I do believe.
Yes.
And Hidden Figures, which is a big favorite for the Oscars this year for 2017's show, which just recently won the SAG Award for Best Picture as well. Best Ensemble, specifically.
But right.
So in The Martian, we see Matt Damon obviously being stranded on Mars and having to figure his way out. What's he going to do? How's he going to survive literally? And then how is he going to get out of the jam that he's in? And with Chef, we see John Favreau as a chef who is struggling kind of at loggerheads with the owner of his restaurant, not getting the freedom that he wants, and ends up creating a Twitter storm with a major food critic because he doesn't fully understand the capabilities of what it means to be on Twitter, and ends up pretty well kiboshing his entire career, has to start just sets it on fire and has to build it back. And then Hidden Figures, of course, which is the story of the three unsung African-American women that worked at NASA at the early days of the space program. So,
I think The Martian is an excellent example of blending knowledge and emotion. Watney solved the problems of getting food and food and water, battery power, using electronic equipment, all while maintaining his cool as he observes his team leave him on Mars. His knowledge is a function of his smartness, but he also needed the emotional, psychological qualities of a wry sense of humor and a drive for adventure to maintain resiliency and survive. So much of his survival depends on his knowledge of science, particularly botany. But as you've pointed out before, without his emotional stability, which is partly a function of humor and drive, he would have been in bad shape.
That's right. That's right. There was a great moment where shortly after he woke up, he managed to get the habitat secured again. It was in there, and there's a shot where he's just sitting there wrapped in a blanket, realizing the magnitude of what he's looking at. And that was one of my favorite shots in that movie. Shot from outside the habitat, the storm going on through that little porthole window that he was in.
And I like to contrast him with the man in the current movie of Passengers, who woke up and was by himself and really didn't have the resources to cope as well as this character.
Psychologically,
did.
That was a very interesting dynamic there. So subject for another segment, perhaps.
Right.
Very intriguing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Critics Circle, and we are here talking about Popcorn Therapy, about resilience, and how movies that demonstrate resilience can help us, inspire us to demonstrate it in our own life. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy, and I'm joined by Dr. Donna Copeland of Texas Art and Film. So resilience is a very hot topic being studied greatly today. Oh, there's a whole trend toward this.
Yeah, it has been for a number of years.
Yes, it's a rising star in the TED Talks. You can go find many of those people speaking about this subject because it really
does. Related it to older age as well.
It's interesting.
As children.
Right. I think it's good for all of us. It tends to be like, right, resilience in older age, but not necessarily through the whole lifespan. And actually what's interesting about it is that it's not an innate quality about us. Some of us are born maybe with more resilience than others, but everybody can learn it. So going back to the Martian again, mm-hmm. we talked about at the end, he said, what do? You just keep solving problems. You solve one problem, and then you solve the next problem. And you never think, he didn't put it quite this way, but he said, you never think about the fact that you're about to die. You know, people said, you think you're going to die? He's like, yes, I've thought about that all the time. But that's not where the attention goes. It has to do with focusing just on staying present, solving the issue. Just keep
maintaining
showing
your psychological equilibrium.
Yes.
Not getting panicked.
Yes. Good point. That's an interesting thing about Hidden Figures as well. One of the ways that they showed resilience in my mind, and I'd love to hear your opinions on this, is they had a tremendous sense of self-respect. A very deep sense of self-respect, and also assertiveness versus aggressiveness or versus passivity, but just a nice, healthy assertiveness so that they never took any guff from anybody, as it were. They stood up for themselves at all times and stepped forward on their own behalf and always knew who they were and had a great sense of self-respect.
And they did it so smartly. They, once again, they never lost their cool. They would bounce back after put downs and obstructions and withholding of information. But they were always polite and humble and accommodating at the same time. And they showed lots of resilience in knowing how to turn things around by either getting more knowledge one way or another, by teaching oneself, or by making sure that you got into a school where you could get that knowledge.
Right. I would think I'm noticing also there's a certain unwillingness just to accept the status quo in resiliency. We never, you know, all these folks that face this, although John Favreau, I'll get to that in a second, but for the Hidden Figures folks and for the, and actually even for the people in The Martian that weren't Mark Watney, the whole team, just the doggedness that they showed. They all were very resilient in the face of that, sleeping there and bringing changes of clothes and never giving up. But they just don't accept that they might not make it through or that their goals might not happen. That just doesn't ever factor into their...
Yeah, they believed in themselves.
Yeah. And it wasn't even really an intellectual belief. It was an internal... probably a version of confidence, I guess.
Yes.
Probably. So with Chef, I'm noticing in Chef, one thing that helped him be resilient was the help that he got from his friends. He was willing to accept help.
Yes, that's a big
point.
He
got himself into a whole boatload of trouble, and his son helped him regain his reputation on Twitter and actually turned that around. And then his ex-wife helped him out, just kind of just conveniently got him into a food truck and just helped him along. And then his friend helped him set up the food truck and actually run it, you know, his former colleagues. So they all, he was willing to do that. He was open-minded and humble enough to recognize he'd gotten himself in the soup, literally, almost. Sorry for that.
But another thing that I thought about resilience is the need for imagination. To make a change in your life, you have to imagine what another kind of life may be. And that's what this character had. And I read an interesting thing that somebody wrote, that this is actually somewhat autobiographical, that it reflects Jon Favreau's own journey, where when he first, his first films were very successful, and he had a lot of promise, and then he did Cowboys and Aliens, which tanked.
Many people took a hit over Cowboys
and so coming up with Chef, he made light of this, his fall from grace, and regains his reputation by delivering a mouth-watering story in which the chef in a stuffy restaurant gets redeemed by a food truck.
A food truck. That's right. That's a great observation. What do you think are some of the qualities, I think, that someone could, or the activities, we've seen the ways that people behaved. And then with Mark, we talked about very practical applications. So in Hidden Figures, they made sure they stayed up to date and trained in what they were doing, whether they got support in that or not, as we saw with Octavia Spencer's character, went to the library and took the book and started learning and then passed that on. Mark Watney focused on solving one problem after the other, and then you get to go home. John Favreau's character in Chef, he utilized the skills that he had. He focused on what he did best and then applied them to the resources that were put in front of him. What other things do you see?
Flexibility is so important. And I have to smile because I go to Curves. And what they will do is change things around from time to time to just help you keep more flexible.
Yes.
So people who are in a rut are not probably going to be as resilient as someone
variety.
Who's used to switching sets from time to time, switching
right.
places, switching roles.
Right, and moving
and
things
so
around.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Donna. Thank you for joining us here for Popcorn Therapy on the Critics Circle. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy. That's R-E-E-L, happiness.com. Joined by Dr. Donna Copeland of Texas Art and Film, and that's texasartfilm.net.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Great. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll see you the next time on Popcorn Therapy.